TPN, welcome back to the Pilot Network Podcast. I'm Matt, co-host of the show, and I've got Adam with me today.
Yeah, it's been a while, Matt, since we've been able to do something jointly. Kind of interesting to see how this is going to play out with Zoom, not for just us, though, for quite a few other folks.
I know, we've got a bunch of guests on the show today. And as you know, as everyone knows, TPN likes to celebrate hard work, self-improvement, entrepreneurship, and especially paying it forward. And as you've seen most of our other podcasts and listen to them, we try to do this all through the lens of aviation, because both Adam and I are pilots, and the Pilot Network has 30,000 members, all of which are pilots, and we're welcoming two future pilots to the group today, which is a lot of fun. So today's no different. We wanted to bring Liz and her two really special guests to the show and talk about the success story that she's building with Preflight, represented in these two young ladies. And we're just absolutely honored to have all of you here on the show. And together with TPN sponsors like ForeFlight, Pivot, and Bose, and many others, we're so excited to welcome you and just thank you for the inspiration that you're providing. And we just wanted to kind of introduce you to the network and have you tell us a little bit about what you guys are doing and what's next. So Liz, do you want to introduce your guests and just welcome them to the network?
Absolutely. Just thank you guys for having us here today. It's an exciting podcast because of the two young ladies that I'm going to introduce here. And for those of you that don't know, Preflight is a nonprofit, and our mission is to transform belief about gender roles and inspire young girls to take off into their future. And so the way that we do that is through a camp program, our 6-day overnight camp for girls 11 to 14. And we don't want Preflight to be a touch and go experience though. And so we really continue that through our post-camp mentorship program, where we are pairing each girl with a female pilot to serve as her mentor and really continue guiding and fostering the aviation goals that she has. And now the next kind of generation of what we're doing is the flight scholarship. And so for the first time, we've been able to award two former campers with a flight scholarship, $2,700 to use towards their private pilot's license, and then a lot of flight gear from our industry partners like TPN to really set the campers up for success and really make their goals of becoming a pilot a reality. So now they are literally going to be taking off into their future with this flight scholarship. And so our two recipients that I want to introduce, we have Atasi. She's 16 years old. And what's unique about Atasi is that she's really been our test subject throughout Preflight. She was one of our first campers that came in 2016. She was just 12 years old and, you know, didn't really know what to expect, but attended camp. She was also a test subject in the mentorship program, you know, again, a first for her and for us. We paired her with Nancy, a Delta first officer who served as her mentor. Atasi also asked us to come back to camp in 2019, and she was our first junior camp counselor with another former camper. And now she's one of our first recipients of the flight scholarship. So it's really been just so amazing to see how her growth has occurred in Preflight. And then Shannon, our other scholarship recipient, has really been able to follow in Atasi's footsteps. And when Shannon came to camp, it was a lot different. We had 22 campers. So when Atasi was there was just 4. And then Shannon came and there were 22 campers. And we were so grateful to be able to award Shannon with a camp scholarship to attend camp. And, you know, when she came, she didn't have a prior, you know, idea about being a pilot. And she can talk more about that in the podcast. But she also participated in our post-camp mentorship program. Her mentor, Major Afton Brown, has just been so phenomenal and instrumental in all of her, you know, future growth as a pilot. And she asked to come as a junior camp counselor as well, because she saw young women like Atasi at camp the year that she attended. And Atasi was an inspiration for her, and she wanted to come back as a junior camp counselor in 2020. But of course, as we know, COVID changed our plans. We did have to cancel camp, but I have no doubt that Shannon will eventually be a junior camp counselor as well. And now she is also a recipient of our very first flight scholarship. And so without further ado, just really excited to have them and have us on the show. Thank you guys both, Matt and Adam. You guys have been just continued supporters, not only in sponsoring our former campers with camp scholarships, but now setting them up for success and giving them the tools they need to begin their flight training. It's really just an incredible opportunity. So thank you guys.
Absolutely. It's 100% our honor. So let's start off by talking to the young ladies, Shannon and Atasi. Starting with Shannon, just tell us a little about what the camp experience was, what you learned, and what was most important to you.
The camp experience, it was so fun. It was one of the greatest summers that I've ever experienced. I learned so much about aviation. It really just taught me, you know, to put aside the gender roles, and it got me into aviation. And now I know that I want to be a pilot.
Yeah. What was the first thing that you guys did when you showed up?
You know, we were in the lobby. We got to talk with some pilots and the camp counselors. And we did a group project to kind of get to know all of the other campers. We went to it was an obstacle course, I think it was, and we got to do a whole bunch of things there, and we went, okay. Eventually we started going into classrooms and actually learning about aviation, you know, stuff like that, and we got to fly. It was great.
And Atasi, how about you? What did you think when you showed up? And I'm assuming it was a different camp, obviously, than Shannon, so... What was it like when you first showed up, and what did you learn?
Well, when I first showed up, I had no intention of becoming a pilot, like, whatsoever. I was just super into, like, aerospace. And so that's why I really, like, decided to attend the camp in the first place. Like, I remember we were doing, like, a weight and balance worksheet, and that was, like, so much fun. I love doing all the math calculations and everything. And then on the final day...
You'd be the only one. Yeah, nobody likes doing it.
And then on the final day, we actually got a chance to, like, fly in a plane ourselves and actually take control. And that's when it, like, finally clicked for me. Like, I never want to not be doing this. Like, it was so much fun. And I mean, it was just, like, breathtaking and amazing. It was just really inspiring, the whole experience.
One thing I want to add that's really just kind of speaks to their experience is, you know, before most of our campers, 53% of our campers before they come to camp say that they don't want to be a pilot or are unsure if they want to be a pilot. And then that camp experience, you know, really changed that. We see almost an 80% increase on our post-camp surveys of girls who've changed their mind and decided that they want to be a pilot and pursue that. And so, you know, then leaving camp, having that mentorship program is so key to kind of helping to foster that idea. And they're just both an example of what's possible when you have this opportunity. You know, pre-flight is that pre-flight into aviation for a young girl.
Well, I'll jump in with a question that I have. You talked a little bit about the goal before you showed up at camp. Atasi, will go with you first about how you're really into aerospace, and that kind of shifted a little bit. And now that you realize you can do both that, and you can be a pilot, and you can do a lot more once you kind of get on that road. When you say that you're inspired by that one moment where things change, where you're like, whoa, this is, I never not want to be doing this. Who are some of the people at the camp who really guided you along besides just your mentor? Because I'm sure you met not only your mentor, but you had other instructors and then other students as well, who, because when you get in that group environment, you get motivated. So this is kind of your chance, maybe a little bit of a shout out to everybody that really helped you along that path that you're on right now.
Well, of course I have to shout out Liz because she was really pushing the camp hard. The kind of story of like how I decided to go to the camp was we met at like a science fair for women, for young girls who are just kind of getting into STEM. And I was like ready to leave. I'd seen all the booths and stuff. And then we just decided to sit down and have lunch. And like halfway through my burrito, Liz like shows up and starts talking about this camp. And it was just so like, you could tell how passionate she was and how much she believed in the mission. And like, you know, just hearing her, it was impossible to see. It was so clear that this was going to be a great experience because of how much she believed in the mission. And then, you know, there every single person there, all of the counselors, even the pilot that I flew with on that last day, they were so amazing. And hearing like all of their stories about, you know, difficulties that they've overcome and how they've gotten to the place that they are is just amazing. And it's impossible not to be totally captivated hearing them speak.
I can attest to that from my days way back when as well. Shannon, when it comes to the same kind of question, what was flying ever? I mean, you said you didn't even really know much about it when you first showed up, if anything. So I'm guessing flying was never a goal. And then when did it click that you said, you know, wait a second, not only can I do this, this is not only achievable, but I'm going to move down this path and really get involved. When was that? Was that during camp? Was it after? Was it the first, when you first stepped foot in the lobby? And who kind of led you on that first path besides your mentor, obviously?
I didn't have any plans of becoming a pilot. I just wanted to go to the camp for something to do for the summer. I definitely knew I wanted to be a pilot when I left the airplane. I was just like, wow, like, I controlled the aircraft for a couple of minutes. You know, I was in control. I've never experienced anything like it. You know, it's like once you get like, you know, a little taste of it, it's like, you know, I just knew that I wanted to,
you know. You know, the best part about flying, and Adam and I have talked about this a lot, and Liz will know all about this, but even eventually once you get your IFR rating and you can fly mm-hmm. when the weather's not so good, every time you go fly, you climb above the clouds, and no matter how gloomy, how wet, how stormy it is on the ground, wherever you live, it's always sunny above the clouds. And that mm-hmm. makes, it strikes me every time, you know, you break out of the clouds on top, and you better be wearing sunscreen because otherwise,
game changer. And for all of those who did not see this on YouTube and just listen to it, the eyes sparkle and light up both Atasi and Shannon in their responses there were something to behold. And for all of you old, decrepit, grumbly, angry pilots, I'll be one of them. That was what we were like when we were younger. And it's so refreshing to see it, especially right now in such an odd time that we're living in. That was just such a wonderful piece right there. So I tell you, go over to the YouTube channel and check it out because it'll make your day just to see the responses just from the way their eyes lit up. And makes me miss it because I haven't been flying a lot. So thank you. I want to say thank you to you two ladies just for the way you answer that question. It really sparked my interest back up too.
Absolutely. So, all right. So tell us the plan. So you have this scholarship to start your flight training. It was never a goal. And now all of a sudden it's something that's possible, which when we were, when Adam and I were your age, I'm sure Liz too, starting to fly, that was really, really tough. I started on my 16th birthday is when I started, and it took me almost 3 years to get it done. But
I was 23 and the Air Force paid for it, or I never would have flown an airplane in my life ever.
That's the way to do it right there.
Ever.
I worked two jobs.
I didn't even know you could. I had no idea.
Oh, I didn't start until after I graduated college. And that's why it's so great to see both FSC and Shannon starting this at such a young age. You know, it's all about just that exposure, right? I didn't know what I didn't know. And so once I met, you know, for my personal experience with another woman who was a pilot, it was like, oh, you can do this? Like, I didn't know I could do this. And just trying it and going for it. And so these girls are so brave and to just pursue this goal, you know, coming to camp. I always tell the campers when they arrive, for young girls who are 11, you know, to 14, to come to an overnight camp away from their parents, it's brave in and of itself. And then for them to get in an airplane and, you know, want to become a pilot and, you know, pursuing these goals is just really remarkable. And I'm really proud of both FSC and Shannon for just having this passion and then really working hard to achieve it. And now to have this opportunity and make it kind of come to fruition is what we're trying to do. It's what it's all about, you know, giving them the tools to succeed. And so.
Absolutely. So what is the plan? So Shannon, starting with you, what do you already have a flight school picked out? Do you know who your instructor is going to be? Like, have you been excited and plotting this out?
I already have my flight school picked out. A couple months ago, I flew again at another like event. So I'm going back over there to train for my pilot's license.
Awesome.
Cool. Yeah, awesome. But I can't start until I'm 16. So
awesome.
I'm turning 16, a couple more months.
It's all right.
Yeah.
You got a computer in front of you. I'm sure there's a lot of stuff online. I know there's some great stuff that comes in the scholarship package. So you can study, and day one when you show up, you can know everything.
I usually wait to the last second, but
ground school for me, and you can ask my pilot's training instructors, and if they hear this right now, they'd say, Adam, he could fly okay. He had pretty decent hands, is what we like to say in the vernacular. But this part really didn't work so well, and I couldn't think very well in the airplane, so I kind of vapor lock. So again, making the airplane do what I wanted when I knew what I was doing became easier after time, but it took me a long time to know what I was doing because I didn't study well enough, or I didn't have the effort. So you have time to go do that. And that's, I wish if I could turn back one thing in all of my aviation career, it's that I would have used the time that I was given more appropriately to study things that would have made me a better studious pilot. So I don't have to struggle with still learning stuff to this day when I don't understand it. I have to go back and like force feed it in my brain instead of asking the right questions to get down the right road and then not have to crush myself. So you've got that opportunity. Again, now I'm jealous for more than one thing that you've got going on. And that's awesome.
Yeah. I ought to see what's your plan. What have you already picked out a school?
I do have a school in mind and a couple of instructors that I've been like, you know, researching and thinking about. And you know, I was just like thinking about it, like all the stuff that I had like, you know, planned to do with Nancy, my mentor, like all the ifs, like if this happens, if I get this, has now become when. So I'm just so excited, like every time I think about it, like it's just amazing, like everything that was like, you know, once conceptual is actually happening, and it's just so amazing to experience, you know.
That's exciting. Liz, do you want to tell us a little bit more about both girls have mentioned the mentors and you even mentioned it. Tell us a little bit more about that mentorship program and what that looks like after they leave camp.
So after camp, if the young girl is interested, then she can opt to participate in the 5-month mentorship program. And so we pair them with a female pilot. Officially, it's 5 months, but oftentimes what you see in both in Shannon and FSC's case is that the mentorship continues with the woman, you know, unofficially in a informal manner after the program officially ends. So it's from August to December. They meet at least once a month. And there's, you know, it really just gets guided based off of the needs of the camper. But we've just seen how invaluable it is, you know, with applying to scholarships or just answering a lot of the questions that the parents have and that the campers have. You know, they never thought about being a pilot before camp. And now all of a sudden they're like, hey mom, I want to be a pilot, dad, you know? And it's like, oh, well, how do I help my daughter do this? And so the mentor really just serves as that resource. And what will be unique with the flight scholarship program, you know, we have many mentors throughout our lives. And so the first mentors that they were assigned to Nancy for FSC and Afton for Shannon. You know, I have no doubt they'll continue as their mentors, you know, well on into the future and maintain communication with them. We're also going to assign them a mentor specifically for the flight training, because it isn't about just throwing money at a school and like, you know, you're off on your own. We're invested in their success. And so having a mentor is so key to that. So we are planning to find, get a mentor, another female pilot who's recently gone through her flight training, either in private pilot or another rating, because that recency of experience will be so instrumental in being able to give advice, help with studying, just whatever it is that Atasi and Shannon need during that period. And hopefully someone that's located in San Antonio, because our mentorship program is a virtual mentorship program, the one after camp. And so the mentors and mentees are meeting either on Zoom or on the phone and email, and there isn't normally a physical interaction. And so by having a mentor in San Antonio, you know, of course, COVID, you know, dependent, it may make things difficult in person, but the idea is that they would be able to have that opportunity to meet and study or ask questions, even with selecting, you know, their flight instructor or good questions to ask. There's just so much that a mentor can provide. And so that'll be really a key part of the flight training scholarship. And then also providing feedback to us, you know, kind of a progress to see how FSC and Shannon are doing throughout the program, to kind of measure, you know, how the money, $2,700 we're hoping will give them, it should be a little over 13 hours of flight training, and really how that has helped them, you know, pursuing their private pilot's license. And then just one other thing I want to add, you know, we had, even though not everyone, we only had two scholarship winners, you know, pre-flight really is just continually invested in the success of our campers and all the girls that applied. We have two volunteers, Lindsay Howell and Nancy Holkren, who are meeting with those girls to help polish their applications so that they can resubmit them for the Women in Aviation Scholarships here in November. And Shannon and FSC also will have that opportunity to kind of build what they were able to achieve through our scholarship and really use that for these additional scholarships to get some more money, hopefully to apply to their flight training. And so it's all about just ensuring that we can set them up for success in whatever way is possible. And our volunteers are so vital to that. Everything we do would be impossible without the women and the men that, you know, help us behind the scenes. And of course, our donors and supporters that make opportunities like the flight scholarship or camp scholarships possible for us.
So talking about that kind of stuff and how we're dealing with changes that are happening all the time around us, and your plan for flight training coming up, and you guys are both going to be awesome world beater pilots. What do your parents think about all this? I mean, you all of a sudden you just, hey, I'm going to do this, now I'm going to do that. So Atasi, we'll start with you. What did your parents think about when you came home and you said, no, or now I guess camp for us was you go away and then you tell your parents in a letter or when you get home. But nowadays it's probably a text message right in the 5 seconds after it happens. So what was their response when you said, this is it, this is what I'm doing?
I think they were really, really happy that I found something that I'm so passionate about and that I want so bad. And I think they're really excited to see, you know, how I achieve that and when I achieve that. Yeah.
Great. Shannon, and what was the response back home when you said, I know I want to be a pilot?
My mom and my dad, they're both like very proud of me. My mom supports me so much. She's always helping me and getting me to do these things to get me closer to being a pilot.
Okay, great. First thing you can do is have her quiz you on airspace. And then once she knows the airspace as well as you do, then now you're the teacher. And then that's great though, to have that kind of support back home. I know that many of us, all of us, I know the three professional pilots right here, you're going to need that the rest of your career, family, friends, because there's the great times and then there's the rough times. And then the job itself can provide you with the highest highs and some tough challenges. And when you need somebody around you, it's great to have that. And we all have that in our corner one way or the other, whether it's family or squadrons, for some of us, and really good friends who are in the industry. So that's awesome to hear that they're excited for you, because I see that both you ladies are truly developing your passion for aviation. And I know that the three of us were in that same boat once, and it is just exciting to see it.
Yeah. And Liz, it's just remarkable to see that how you can kind of really make an effect on some individuals and sit down and bug them while they're eating a burrito and get them to go to do something that will just really change their lives. And I need you to sit down with my niece. I'm trying to get her to go to the camp too. So yeah, I'll pay for Chipotle if you guys can sit down and have a talk. But yeah, so all right, here's the time where you guys have been mentored, so you know what that's all about, and now you're kind of moving into that role model role yourself, whether you know it or not. What's something that you would tell maybe a younger you, something that you would tell one of your friends, or maybe someone who hasn't gone to the camp yet, or you know, just a life lesson that you learned in this whole process? Shannon, let's start with you. Anything come to mind? Any words of wisdom?
You know, I would say anything is possible, girl or boy, doesn't matter. You can start as young or as old. It's worth it. Just work hard. And that's what I would tell.
That's sage advice. Atasi, what do you think?
I would say just see what's out there. I mean, you never know what can strike your interest. Like if Liz had never approached me, I would never be here. And, you know, I think about that all the time. Like you just have to see what's out there and see what you're really passionate about.
That's awesome. Liz, same question for you. So you've got a little bit more experience, a little bit more wisdom, but
Well, no, I would echo all those things, really. You know, even just that idea of trying something new. I think even in my adult life, you know, when I got out of the Air Force, the experiences and things that I tried, you know, some things might be scary, but you kind of have to just be brave and go for it. And you never know the opportunities that are going to come from just kind of taking that risk. And that would be definitely something that I would encourage people to try new things, because you don't really know what you enjoy until you try things. So,
yeah, that's so true. A lot of people don't know that they want to be pilots until that first time they get in an airplane and do exactly what you were mm-hmm. talking about, is, you know, you get your hands on the controls and you have the authority of that over that airplane and where you go, and you have the responsibility that you've studied and you've learned and you have to follow the rules, but you really do have a ton of freedom, and that makes a big difference. And then, you know, there's all sorts of options that open up from there. You know, maybe it's the Air Force or the Navy, the military in some way. Maybe it's through the regionals and eventually to the airlines, or, you know, maybe you're doing banner towing and crop dusting. Who knows what the path may lead to. There's so much to do in aviation, and it's pretty awesome. Go ahead, Liz.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, on that note, you know, I'd be kind of curious to hear, Shannon and Atasi wrote about this in their essay, but what kind of was that vision that you guys saw yourself in 5 or 10 years using aviation? What do you kind of see yourself wanting to pursue? And I know this can obviously change as you meet new people and get exposed to new things, but I think that Adam and Matt would enjoy to hear this just because of their background.
Me, in 5 to 10 years, I see myself in the Air Force Academy with the help of my mom, my mentors, my instructors in ROTC. They're all helping me get there. After the Air Force Academy, I want to be a pilot in the Air Force. I don't know if I want to be a fighter pilot yet. My mom doesn't really want me to.
You're talking to three heavy, big wing pilots here. So,
yeah, but I do know I want to carry cargo, at least right now.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a whole new set of airplanes by the time you get there.
This won't make any sense to you now, but it will in about 10 years. Aviation and real estate have the most important thing in common: location, location, location. You can ask Liz about that. So that's,
yeah. It's, or your mentors.
Or your mentors.
Yeah. Out to see. What about you?
Same thing. I want to go to the Air Force Academy and then eventually move on to the Air Force. And, you know, it's coming up soon. So I'm really excited, you know, just 2 years away from starting that whole thing. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's a big deal. That congressional nomination, that's always the hardest part, because you got to start that path early. You got to start having those conversations. And, you know, there's more essays and paperwork and interviews and all that sort of stuff. But mm-hmm. I can just tell after meeting you guys for the first time this evening that, you know, both of you are incredibly bright, articulate. You're both smiling and happy and really excited and looking forward to it. And it's not just because you're getting a whole bunch of stuff too. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm jealous of this.
Let's
stuff.
Let's talk about that. Yeah. I want to, yeah, so, please tell them what they stuff? Got, Matt.
I thought there was, oh man, I didn't had no idea.
Yeah, this is not for you, Adam. This is for them.
Oh, well, whatever.
All right. So, have you guys heard of Bose headsets? Have you used one before? Mm-hmm. Noise canceling? So this is not a commercial, but one thing that everyone needs to know is Bose, ForeFlight, Pivot. So many companies have shown their support for what the Pilot Network stands for, and allows us to support campers like you, and also you know, all pilots around the world. We've got 30,000 members, and companies like this really want to help us support you, your goals, and help us pay it forward. So what we've got for both of you, obviously you get a bunch of stuff that was listed. I think I saw a Glime book for studying, so that's no fun, but you get a Bose headset. Pivot is going to set you up with a full EFB. So they're going to give you a pivot case that goes on a mount. They're going to give you the suction cup mount and the leg straps. You can kind of choose what that looks like. TPN is donating an iPad to go in that. And then ForeFlight is giving you a year subscription to the ForeFlight Basic, under the stipulation that you learn how to fly the airplane first with the pilotage and Dead Reckoning. So no cheating, using ForeFlight and just becoming a GPS baby. You gotta learn to fly.
You gotta learn how to fly. And when, after you do that, then you can become a child of the magenta, as we became.
Yep. Yeah. But this is the best stuff. So everything you see here is what airline pilots and military pilots fly with and use every single day. We've got 200 Air Force squadrons and the entire Navy just about to start using Pivot, and over 150 airlines. Every pilot is using Pivot cases. So you guys are going to be set up like the pros. So,
you know, and Matt, if I remember, Liz said something about how many hours that would achieve. The scholarship's right around 13 hours, which, if memory serves, that is right hitting that time about solo. So
I think that's pretty close, right?
Yeah, that's pretty close. So that's what a cool package to have set up. And you're not going to lose your hearing. And that part is awesome, because the headset that I started with in 2001 was not a Bose. And I'm pretty sure that I have permanent damage from the 42 hours in the Cessna 152 flying around with that thing. So that's such cool stuff. And I want to thank our sponsors and just the people who support us to be able to support people like Shannon and Atasi, and of course, everybody else at Preflight.
Yeah.
Well, it was so exciting coordinating that with you guys, because it's just, you know, I reach out to you and I'm like, hey, we're going to do this flight scholarship. And then it's just, you know, all of this immediate support from you guys, just how can we help? And, you know, every week getting a new email from Matt of something new and amazing that they're going to be adding, that you guys are going to be adding to the package. And so it felt like Oprah's favorite things, you know, being receiving all these amazing gifts, and, you know, it'll be so vital to their flight training, having the access to the electronic flight bag, really, you know, all your weight and balance form, you know, Atas that you'll be able to do right on your iPad, having access to all your flight planning tools right at your fingertips. And even the GLIME study material, will be able to put that on your iPad and have that with you to study all those long hours that you'll be studying, like Adam was alluding to earlier. But thank you guys for just stepping up. Our industry partners are just so amazing to pull through and support us. Really great to have partners.
And Liz, I know there's a bunch of other partners that have been kind of supporting and make this possible. Do you want to give any of them a shout out real quick?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, you know, specifically the majority of the funding for the flight scholarships came from High Tech High Heels. And we applied and were awarded a grant, and that was going to be used to offset costs for camp. But of course, when we had to cancel camp this past summer from COVID, we had to resubmit, a proposal for how we wanted to use the money. And so we're so grateful that they were willing to let us use the money in this way to provide these flight scholarships. And then Wings for Val, when hearing that we were doing this, wanted to add an additional $1,000 to the scholarship, which gave, you know, three additional hours nearly to their scholarship, which, as you know, when you're working towards that, so, you know, every hour counts. And then, of course, the Pilot Network, GLIME, you know, provided the deluxe pilot kits, which gives access to every test and study prep material, a flight bag that they'll have for training, and then Wings for Val and Redbird Flight Simulations provided a lot of cool swag and polo t-shirts and things that they'll be able to sport when they're flying during their training. So it really was just a group effort, and we're so happy to see this finally, you know, see this vision kind of come to life, and excited for future flight scholarships that we'll be able to give. You know, we've provided over the years over $34,000 in scholarships, whether it's through camp or now this, and none of that is possible without, you know, donations and support from you know, the community. And we have our upcoming fundraiser, hashtag Giving Tuesday is kind of our annual fundraiser every year. It's on December 1st. And, you know, the sustainability of pre-flight really relies on those donations. So if you want to support a charity, or if you have a charity, don't already have a charity in mind, think of pre-flight on the 1st of December. It's like Black Friday, and then Tuesday is Giving Tuesday, a way to support a charity that you feel passionate about. And TPN supporters have really stepped up. We've had a lot of supporters, members of TPN that have been donors, and you know, we're really just thankful for all of them. And these podcasts are really a great way for us to help inform people about what we're doing. So thank you guys for having us on to share that. And then I guess one other, if you have Amazon and you are interested in Amazon Smile, you can select Pre-Flight Aviation Camp as your charity, and then 0.5% of every eligible sale will come back to Pre-Flight. So it's just a really easy way if you're going to be, you know, buying gifts or some different items on Amazon, you can easily give back to Pre-Flight through selecting us as your charitable organization.
What a worthy cause with these two absolutely inspiring young ladies.
Very much so.
Yeah, we're really honored to have you here. Thank you for joining us tonight. Liz, if there are other young women out there like these two, that like Shannon and Atasi, who want to get involved or are thinking about going to camp, what's the best way for them to get in contact with you or the camp or figure out how to go?
So definitely visiting our website. The application process for camp is all through there, and they can submit an application. We haven't announced camp dates for 2021 yet. We're really looking on focusing to move to Denver, Colorado, but of course we may have to postpone some things depending on how COVID goes. But if they want to attend camp, then they would definitely be submitting an application through our website, and then as well as volunteers, anyone who wants to volunteer, whether, you know, we obviously need people at camp, but the behind the scenes work, we're really always trying to bring in new people onto our board, into our officer roles. And so if you think you'd like to serve in one of those more leadership type positions, send an email info@preflightcamp.com. And we will have one of our volunteers reach out to you, and we'll set up, you know, a way to interview you. You can also submit an application through our website as well.
Absolutely, and I'll put links to our the sponsors in the show notes here, but definitely go check out Pivot, Bose, ForeFlight. Support them also because they are really supporting the network and what we do here and helping get these two young ladies started off on the right foot. And we hope to carry that on.
And Matthew, if they want to get in touch with us, that's right, Adam, Matt. And now I guess we can throw out Jason's name too. Jason Depew, our editor in chief.
Yeah.
The team is growing. The team is growing. And if you want to get in touch with us, and the us is the collective, you can just email heyguys@thepilotnetwork.org. That's H-E-Y-G-U-Y-S, not H-A-Y. Heyguys@thepilotnetwork.org, or somewhere in the TPN ecosystem. You can hit us up on the community website. That's community.thepilotnetwork.org. You can shoot us a Facebook message, yeah, but that's probably not going to get returned as fast because Matt and I try to limit the amount of time that we actually spend on Facebook because we've got other stuff to do in the TPN network and in the ecosystem. And that's where we're trying to move things along. So if you want to reach out, heyguys@thepilotnetwork.org, or at the community website, you shoot Matt or I a message. We'll get back to you right away. And of course, as always, and this is definitely for our two wonderful young scholarship recipients, Shannon and Atasi, always, always, always keep the shiny side up and the dirty side down. Fly safe, everybody.
Yes, yes.